Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Many are now awakened to the harsh reality of depopulation and democide, which we find ourselves in today. And the endgame is out in the open. To destroy humanity under the guise of transhumanism. What we've unfortunately learned is that there is an overwhelming herd of us who will do whatever they are told by the system, which explains how we've gotten this far. There are seemingly millions who will believe whatever pop culture tells them, including the mass denial of natural health and immunity, while attempting to criminalize a knowledge base spanning millennia. Corporate pop culture prostitutes spew talking points for Big Pharma's mRNA mystery cocktail as the only solution. And if the solution is less people, which is what the elitists have been saying for decades, then they are succeeding. Multiple studies conducted in the UK show that after the vaccine was introduced, COVID deaths increased by over 1,000%. And more than half of all COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from the fully vaccinated. The numbers in New York City are showing the same. Experts in the field, including the inventor of the mRNA tech being used, have been warning of this since the beginning, but silenced by the corporate media. Project Veritas has recently exposed how doctors and nurses are well aware of the dangerous mRNA jabs, but care more about their own jobs, and how even low-level Big Pharma employees care only about the numbers. It is an all-out attack against the human race. We knew this a year ago because we know their white papers, which is why we know what comes next. Brought to you by the same characters behind the mRNA vaccines, what comes next is the end of natural organic humanity and the beginning of man's own version. Man, fused with machine in a lab. The end. There is no more hiding the endgame. It's out in the open, where only the unbrainwashed can see it. Ultimately, it will be up to the people. The police in Australia are loyally serving their globalist masters. What makes you think anything will be different in America? A flight surgeon for the U.S. Army has warned that all vaccinated pilots are unfit to fly. The U.S. military is being destroyed from within. The only way through to freedom is for the people to say no, which is now starting to happen all across the world. Humanity uniting together as the human race, standing up against the most sophisticated tyranny that mankind has ever faced, all while the pop culture media machine ignores it. A worldwide peaceful revolution of the people is a numbers game. So continuing to wake people up is our road to liberation. Do not remain silent during this dire time at the crossroads of human history. It is the truth that shall set us free. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, it's Friday, October 1st, 2021, and the embattled InfoWars operation goes into overdrive on the other side of this 60-second break.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Breath Crystal Iodine Survival Selects too. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
October 1st, 2021 broadcast. I got back from Dallas last night doing Steven Crowder's show and a bunch of other great programs up there at the Blaze headquarters and then over at his headquarters. So talented, so smart, and so awake. Then I got home and got to talk to another good person I know, Joe Rogan, who's really hardcore and awake now. And so it's a good world. I'm in good company, and I'm very, very blessed to be here because I'm in your company. And I'm just extremely, again, honored to be in this fight at this level. And boy, let me tell you, Glenn Beck gave me a painting. His paintings are very valuable, very well done as well. And we buried the hatchet and a lot of other stuff that I won't get into on air at this point. But people now know that I didn't make any of this stuff up and that I meant well always and had about a 98% accuracy rate. And so the fact that InfoWars is being so widely accepted across the board now really shows that we've got a fighting chance because we have been the tip of the spear. And that's all because of you keeping us on air. That's all because of your prayers. It's all because of your financial support. You are the InfoWar. That's why when you call in and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Alex. Look, I don't mind the thanks. I appreciate it. But you are the resistance, and I salute you and I thank you. Now, I've got more energy than I've ever had because the fight's so intense and so serious, and I've just got to be careful like a 1,000-horsepower NASCAR not to blow my engine, and all of us have to do that together as well and just let God be our northern star, be our guiding light. What a time to be alive. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Incredible hearings yesterday on the Supreme Court ruling on abortion and states' rights. And the most bizarre, horrifying, if it wasn't so sick, it'd be hilarious, statements about abortion. Democrat Congress people saying, quote, act of love as they protest abortion law. They say killing babies in the womb is an act of love. So we're going to be getting to all of those clips coming up next segment. We have, again, every day I come on air, it's a bigger day than the previous day with the COVID-19 martial law takeover. We've got all that news. Congress, the judicial branch, the White House staff, the CDC, the FDA, the USPS, NIAID, Pfizer, and Moderna are all exempt from forced inoculations, but they want to make you be forced to take it. Dianne Feinstein introduces a bill to require COVID vaccine in order to fly domestically, but she's exempt. I mean, you talk about discrimination. Oh, meanwhile, Pfizer launches final study for COVID drug that's suspiciously similar to ivermectin. They're just changing the molecule a little and saying, oh, the new pill you'll take daily to stop COVID is ivermectin. Yep. Wow. Absolutely incredible, isn't it? We're going to be getting to all of that. They also just approved They also just approved another horse medicine steroid for humans for COVID. Yeah, there's the headline on Drudge. A drug that can cut your risk of COVID death in half. But they've been fighting so hard to keep us from getting the ivermectin. It isn't just about money. They want to be able to kill us. They've got new viruses that, you know, ivermectin won't work on. They're about to roll out. I'm going to lay all that out today because it's the horrible future we face if we don't stand up and say no. And then we've got more on the Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel, highly decorated, held without being charged in a prison, in a brig, in a military stockade, now for 6 days. And that ties in with Politico coming out on MSNBC and defending that the FBI basically ran the provocateur operation on January 6th. And the Green Beret that didn't go in the building, who's been on our show, who recorded the FBI trying to get him to be an informant, he has now been SWAT teamed for a misdemeanor of trespassing on the Capitol grounds. And they SWAT teamed his whole house, searched his house, searched his travel trailer, searched his shed, took a bunch of stuff and threw him in jail for a misdemeanor. Well, at least they've charged him with something, unlike the Green Beret, past, I guess, when they're being held in North Vietnamese prison camps. But that's really what the January 6th people still being held in solitary confinement, many of them, are basically living under. To the point of even authoritarians in Belarus can point at America now when we criticize them for authoritarianism and say, you're worse than us. It's just incredible. And that ties into something I'm going to cover because it's so interesting, not because I'm in the middle of it, because I got plenty of news we're in that I'm not going to get to because it's boring. It's just pure poppycock. But did you know the Democrats across the country are getting rid of the jury trial and that judges are announcing beyond a kangaroo court? The old Aussie joke was supposed to have a jury trial, but the judge would put 9 or 12 kangaroos in there and then say that they voted against you, that they convicted you. In Austin, the judge in our Sandy Hook case, the other one retired. We've been on appeal in the anti-slap thing for a couple of years, and the COVID shut things down for a year. At her second hearing with us, defaulted us and said, you are guilty. You owe money to these families for your speech, and you don't get a jury trial. I'm going to decide the money. So even the Huffington Post said, this is really a theory. No one's ever done it like this. Only if somebody like is being sued or whatever, and they don't challenge the case or don't go to court or never even show up or leave the country, then you can get a default if they can still show evidence. That's not what this is. We gave them more info than anybody ever would. It wasn't about my statements on air. It was all your bank accounts and all your emails and just literally hundreds of thousands of pieces of material. And they would always say, you've given us nothing. And the media would say that. And that's why I said a month ago, I said they just want a default in both Connecticut and Texas, in my view, because they don't want me to actually put people on the stand who I never said their names. Under Texas law, you can't sue somebody for defamation if you haven't said their name. That's in the Texas law. It's in the law. But Democrats don't care. They go ahead with this. This is the same Democrats that indicted Governor Rick Perry when the county attorney was drunk, spitting on police, attacking him. And then she ran the state ethics board, a $25 million a year deal from the state legislature to fund an anti-corruption board. And Perry just said, fire her off that as the head of it, or I'll veto your money. He vetoed it and they indicted him. Yeah, there's CNN. By the way, that's something I'm proud of, man. Last night after this came out, I went to the CNN website, and there I was right at the top. I mean, that's like John Hancock signing his signature big on the Declaration of Independence. I mean, those enemies of America, the globalists, are just up there saying he's guilty, the judge says, because he never gave them any info. And these judges would order me. They'd say, give us your secret marketing on Sandy Hook. They say, we didn't market Sandy. We barely talked about it, but our news isn't marketing. Products we sell, we tell you about them. That's the marketing. And in Connecticut, when we turned over, we said, well, here's our marketing for sheets for ad reads. They said, that's not that. You tried to give us your Sandy Hook marketing as another marketing. You're hiding it. So it's very Kafkaesque where you're supposed to produce something that doesn't exist because all these judges, in my view, want is brownie points for the media, which is a dead, dying dinosaur system. So go ahead and cling to that like a insect in fall as the winter comes, or the leaves trying to cling to their branches when the winter comes. Those political systems are going down. They're going away. They're going to the ground. They're politically dying. And we're seeing the last gasp of this whole globalist system with the COVID lockdowns and the medical martial law and the rest of it. And it's just all par for the course of where we are. So I grieve for the nation. But this is what I expected to happen. Hell, Owen's been charged with attacking the Capitol. Didn't even go in the Capitol. Trying to put him in jail for years. People that were just at the Capitol peacefully there protesting outside the Capitol are being SWAT teamed by the FBI. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonels that say, you know, this is designed to collapse Afghanistan. This is wrong. His problem was he wasn't painting swastikas on the walls and blaming somebody for it. It wasn't false flagging. So we're in good company here to be persecuted by these people. And again, this is beyond kangaroo court. I mean, there's not even kangaroos on the jury. There's just no jury. So Alex Jones today, you tomorrow. And this is what's happening all over the country. They've weaponized the judiciary. The Democratic Party has. And Republicans sit there and just suck their thumbs and do nothing. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gone under corporate global governance. And global governance has traditionally been opposed by liberals, people that believe in low taxes, the right to defend themselves, family rights, less government. Liberal means more freedom in the classical 1776 sense. So they became the liberals with their leftist ideology that has nothing to do with the liberal ideology. And they now control language to a great extent. They've dumbed the public down to a massive extent. In fact, I even have Biden's education secretary, Cardona, saying, quote, parents should not be the primary stakeholders in their children's education. These are real quotes. I have the video. In fact, I'm going to play it in a moment. We're going to play Biden's education secretary first. And then that ties into just countless other clips. Biden's nominee for top bank regulator earned Lenin Award, praised USSR's equality, and wants to end banking as we know it. And that's what the big mega banks want, where we live under communism, they live offshore, exempt from it. Meanwhile, AOC suggests she was raped. She says, I speak about this as a survivor. She also cried when Israel got funding for an Iron Dome that shoots down offensive missiles. She also cried at an empty field with a fence up around it, saying there were children drinking out of toilets on the other side. I mean, it's just one lie after another. But next segment, I'm going to get to all of these articles and these video clips I've got that are just next level. I mean, I don't even hate Democrats and liberals anymore. They're like spoiled, rotten three-year-olds with power that just lie incessantly and are gaslighting us, saying the most ridiculous things you can imagine. Remember during the Democrat debates what a clown show it was, where they were all debating about, you know, who could say the most ridiculous thing? Like, I think it's very important to get transgender women abortions. He said men who become women abortions. And they're straight face saying, we give condoms to the women in the California correctional facilities so they can have sex with other women so they can become pregnant. And they just sit here and gaslight us, and they pass the law that if they want to, they can put you in jail for disagreeing with that. I mean, this is a cult of freaks. Because if they can get you to accept that, you'll accept anything. So that's all coming up next segment. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here's Biden's education secretary. And, of course, you see this in headlines in mainstream news, like, parents are a problem. It's time to rethink parents being in charge of the children. It's time for the state to be in charge. I mean, these are classic, bona fide, 100% tyrannical platforms in history. I mean, we know they're bad. We know they're horrible. We know they destroy productivity and freedom. I mean, it's like, hey, is brain cancer good? Probably not. Hey, is shooting yourself in the head with a shotgun fun? Probably not good. Is having the state run children and take over full society and force injections on us, but they're exempt, is that a good idea? No, that's Animal Farm for real. But the average leftist is so uneducated and dumbed down, like, what's an Animal Farm? You saying I want a farm? No, it's the story of Animal Farm, George Orwell, another one of his masterpieces. So here's just one of the clips. Here it is.
Fairly quick answers here because I want to get to Secretary Becerra. Do you think parents should be in charge of their child's education as the primary stakeholder.
I believe parents are important stakeholders, but I also believe
primary.
Educators have a role in determining educational programming.
And I think that's going to be a little out of focus, what I think you're going to find across all elements of education. Since they pay the bills, they raise the kids, they probably need to be the primary spokespeople for their own kids' good education.
Probably need. And he needs to be fired. Here's the quotes. Biden's nominee for top bank regulator earned Lenin Award, praised USSR's equality, and wants to end banking as we know it, which is exactly what the IMF and World Bank and Klaus Schwab want. Bankrupt everything, give you enough money to barely live, but you have to live in these new corporate dormitories that totally control every facet of your life. And she talks about, you know, when she immigrated here from a communist country, that she doesn't like America and wants to make it communist. You need to go read the quotes here. Well, why the hell did you come here then? Oh, because you want to be a manager in the communist takeover. You're not going to be in the gulag like all the rest of us once they collapse the society and the economy where they're going to shield us in place. Why are we all going to a camp? Oh, so you'll be safe from the unvaccinated. Oh, they're the ones I've got to go to a camp. Oh, who are the unvaccinated? This is a popular sign that's totally true that a lot of people are taking out the demonstrations. I think I'm going to make a T-shirt. Call the hypocrisy tour 2021 at the top and then say, exempt from Biden's vaccine mandates. Congress, legislative branch, their staff, all of them. Judicial branch, the judges, White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, USPS employees, NIAID employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees. Because they need to be a working unit while the rest of us are poisoned and died. Then they'll extract the money out of us. I mean, imagine a world like that. But see, oh, we're all being lectured about how Apple gave $100 million to Black Lives Matter, so they're allowed to run Chinese slave camps. They're allowed to spy on you and track what you do. Because they're the good liberals. I mean, Tim Cook wears turtlenecks, and he's gay. So because he gets in a bed with men, he's allowed to have suicide nets around his factories. Because, again, he's curating Alex Jones off the internet, but he gets to be there. He's the good man. Just like the New York Times lying about WMDs on purpose and all of the evil things. And, oh, but I questioned one of the big events they hyped up because of a lot of the anomalies, and I have a right to question that. In fact, I for a while thought it didn't happen, then I thought it probably did, and now seeing how synthetic everything is, maybe my original instinct, maybe Alex Jones is always right. I'm pretty much right 99% of the time, folks, and so are you. I mean, we all know this is easy to look at and see what's happening. And what did I say 6 months ago? I said they're going to come out with another version of hydroxychloroquine. Now they have. And they're coming out with a new version of basically the same molecule of ivermectin. Pfizer launches final study for COVID drug that's suspiciously similar to horse paste. Big article on Infowars.com from ZeroHedge.com. Be sure and check that out for yourself. Also, globalist big tech continues its assault on truth and people's livelihoods. That's yesterday. The War Room made a great point. That was a great broadcast. That's all coming up. But first, Howard Stern's following talking points, and I understand that because I hear the same talking points on every channel. They admittedly are paying these networks, in his case, millions of dollars to put out government PR disguised as comedy, because they don't even listen to the news anymore, so they hit the comedy shows, the syndicated shows, the late-night shows. But he came out and attacked Dr. Richard Bartlett, who's been using modestadine for a year and a half to save people, and now they even have an Oxford study saying he's right, and really attacking him viciously. So I thought we'd get him on just to talk about why they're so scared of this, and how much money would you have to take to be part of killing him like Howard Stern does? I mean, Howard Stern taking that money becomes a person aiding and abetting, in my view, the murder of people by keeping life-saving drugs away from them. Stay with us. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide, and there is a real attempt by Big Pharma and the UN and big corporations through government to suppress Senator Rand Paul, who's a medical doctor reading an Israeli study with natural immunity being 27 times better than the so-called vaccine immunity, which they now admit basically disappears in most cases in just a few months. So it was a big article in Newsmax. Rand Paul and Dr. Richard Bartlett, government needs to get out of the way of COVID treatments. And Dr. Bartlett has done hundreds and hundreds of interviews. He's talked to hundreds of millions of people, not just here, but around the world. And he's one of the top doctors that has selflessly for free steered people to online pharmacies to get known drugs that help people. And in his case, for free. He's making no money doing that and working 20 hours a day. And so imagine being Howard Stern. Now, they admit that basketball players have been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, some TV shows, millions of dollars, to put out these talking points. And the talking points we hear from Howard Stern are those talking points. The one they've been beating is a host out of Tennessee who died of COVID. Well, we've never said people aren't dying of COVID. We've said they're blocking the treatments. And so they were attacking Bartlett because, as best I could tell, he'd been on that show. And oh, look, I wonder what Bartlett will do now that this guy's died. He'll find somebody else. They're making a big joke about it. Meanwhile, Pfizer launches final study for COVID drug that's suspiciously similar to ivermectin horse paste. And Congress has exempted itself from these very same injections. So I thought we'd get the doc on this segment next to respond to this, because they weren't attacking him for ivermectin. They were attacking him for the inhalable steroid that I witnessed my dad go from almost dead to 90% better the next day. But here's Howard Stern really, you know, celebrating people's deaths. I saw when Laura Loomer got COVID, they have a website celebrating conservatives that get it and saying, will she be dead? Is the graveyard looming? This is really sick. Here it is.
It's like, well, okay, maybe you should have done that on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing he would do is he'd bring in, like, guests to pitch what they call, like, miracle cures. For the virus is harmless, so why do you need a cure?
Yeah, why do you need it?
But this guy came on, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he said in his practice there was 100% COVID survival rate if you inhaled this steroid called budesonide. And
sounds like cyanide.
Right, but I guess Phil never inhaled it because
right.
He died.
You got tape of that?
Yeah, clip two. Right. This guy came.
I want to hear that.
You'll hear Phil's voice, too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have a guest today who has a cure for your COVID, even though there is no such a thing.
But if you do get it,
Dovesonide will save you.
Actually, it turns out what they had given me as a generic at the drugstore was essentially what you were prescribing for folks with coronavirus. How do you pronounce this again?
Budesonide. If you use the breathing treatment, it's targeted medicine. It's like turning the faucet off for the poisons to be delivered into the bloodstream. And so it's a game changer. We've been using this since March. Zero of my patients have died. 0% of my patients. And I know thousands have been treated with this. Budesonideworks.com is the website. It's $3 a treatment. It's pre-mixed, pre-measured. This is a winning strategy.
Gee, amazing. None of us have heard of
yes.
that.
And none of us know whether the people he gave this to had COVID.
I just wonder if Phil took a little Dovesonide before he went.
I guess not. If it's 100% survival rate.
Well, it's pretty good odds even still if you had, all your patients lived except for Phil. So.
Yeah, okay, so let's stop right there. Let me tell you something, Howard Stern. My dad lives here in town, 71 years old. And, you know, he's in decent shape, but and I've known him my whole life. It's my dad, David Jones, David Ross Jones. And he didn't tell me he was sick. And I went over to his house. He had like 82 oxygen when I tested him. He was blue, naked in the bed, didn't know he was, couldn't get up. And I called Dr. Bartlett, and he called in a prescription, had to find a pharmacy that would give it to us. And my dad was 50% better within about 5 hours. And I stayed there that night. By about 3 in the morning, he was about 60-70% better. And the next day, I've told the story many times, they'd been sitting out there for a week when I got there, a bunch of packages and 4 or 5 boxes of pool chairs. His old pool chairs got old and fell apart. Finally got some new pool chairs, and he was there putting them together in the morning. Now, he still had brain fog and stuff, but his oxygen was like 96. He was back. And that was all with what Dr. Bartlett prescribed. And so you talk about the evil making jokes about this when Dr. Bartlett was the head, a board head for Governor Rick Perry on the state's medical board and runs a hospital emergency room and is very respected and tirelessly helps people. I know he helped more than 100 people that I gave his number to, and then they gave the number until he was helping thousands of people, I would imagine. I mean, it's insane to compare this guy to Stern, but it's very sad that Stern would sell his soul like this. I guess he's always been this bad, maybe, to do this. It's very sad. So I'm going to just bring the doc in. He's very busy. He can only do it over the phone. He'll be with us next segment, too. But Dr. Bartlett, I mean, you have the studies now since you first started doing this. They've admitted it. But in Oxford, many other places, that budesonide is really good. It's even on the news that inhalable steroids that you pioneered are having a great effect, because we know a lot of viruses kill people with the autoimmune response, right, or the inflammation. Explain this and what it's like to Stern goes on, I guess, imply you're making money off this and that you're killing people. What do you want to say to Howard Stern, doctor?
Are you talking about that clown that hides behind a wig and glasses that's just a talking head? Are you talking about that guy?
Yes, sir.
Well, for he and his minions to say they've never heard of budesonide shows that obviously they haven't gone to medical school. And so budesonide is an inhaled steroid that's been around for over 2 decades. There's a ton of information out there on it, many studies. This is the medicine that I was talking about using against COVID early, because it's an inhaled steroid. It's targeted. It's a targeted approach of using an inhaled steroid instead of using IV steroids. Oxford University is the oldest university in the English-speaking world. They did the STOIC trial, a randomized controlled trial, and they concluded that 90% of COVID hospitalizations, ER visits, and urgent care visits would be prevented with just that one medicine, inhaled budesonide against COVID. I'm not surprised that Howard Stern hasn't done his homework. He's just reading what they tell him to read. And and he's not a doctor, and obviously he hasn't asked anybody that was intelligent to do research before they did the show. But he did us a favor. He let the cat out of the bag. There is effective early outpatient treatment, inhaled budesonide, monoclonal antibodies. I'm actually, you're right. I worked for I was a top advisor for Governor Rick Perry for 7 years, and I received the Meritorious Service Award from the Commissioner of Health and Human Services. It was a surprise. At the end of the 7 years, they were grateful for my efforts. But now I'm helping with a new project with the new governor, Governor Abbott, and this is with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, where we're doing monoclonal antibody infusions. And I'm sure Howard Stern hasn't heard of that, even though...
Well, that's right. You're not tuning your horn, but you helped get the governor to do this, and then with taxpayer money provided to the public, because you're such a kook.
Yeah, I'm such a kook that I am, when I get a call on Friday saying, would you please help with this Texas Emergency Management Project for West Texas, where you live, for your people, that I am so crazy that I get that text on Friday, and on Monday I'm dressed like a walking marshmallow in universal precautions, and for 11-hour days, 6 days a week, I'm only around infectious COVID patients.
Doctor, stay right there. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heartthrob and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Richard Bartlett, who helped popularize budesonide as a way to counter this inflammation. I know doctor like he is. I remember reading about the Spanish flu killing 20, 30, 40 million. They debate the numbers, saying it wasn't the virus necessarily that killed you. It was your body's autoimmune response filling up with fluid. But I'm a layperson. Doc, can you explain to Howard Stern and other people why, sure, you tried it on your patients, and it worked, but why you were already thinking about that? Because am I not wrong in saying it's well known that for a lot of type of viral issues, sometimes that they try to try out steroids and see if that works? And can you explain to Howard Stern, who we'll put on screen, and others, because he can save a lot of lives telling people about this. I mean, maybe he's just ignorant. Hopefully he can turn back from this and not aid and abet, keeping medical treatment from people. I mean, hopefully he's not a eugenicist and a depopulationist. I don't think he's a Nazi, hopefully. But can you speak to what the Oxford study says for Howard?
Yeah. Okay, listen carefully, Howard. You might get your crayons out and write some things down. Number one, what happens with COVID is you have a respiratory viral illness. This virus enters the body through the nose, the throat, the eyes, and multiplies for 3 to 5 days, goes into the lungs, and triggers, it goes the doorway into the body is the ACE receptors. This virus goes through ACE receptors into cells and starts to multiply and trigger the release of cytokines. That's a fancy word for inflammatory chemicals that are released. Interleukin 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11, 13, 15, tumor necrosis factor, thromboxane, which increases the chance of clotting, which would be a heart attack, stroke, or pulmonary embolus, leukotriene, and other dangerous chemicals. Those all cause an inflammatory response, which then will lead to multi-organ failure if it goes unchecked. And those chemicals go through the bloodstream, total body. The first place that's hit, obviously, is the lungs, usually. But it caught all of the symptoms, whether it's a headache or fever, body ache, diarrhea. Those all are the result of cytokines released from the lining in the lung tissue. And so inhaled steroid budesonide, in particular, was studied by the country of Spain, France, UK at the Oxford University, Australia, NIH, for a reason. They all landed on the same medicine after I announced it. And that medicine is budesonide, an inhaled steroid that costs $3 a treatment. Nobody's going to get rich off of it. It's so safe, it's been used on 2-pound premature babies in the NICU for decades, and doctors never bat an eye using it. That's about as delicate a human on the planet as there is. And yet, it's inexpensive. It's readily available. It's a medicine at every pharmacy on every corner in the United States. It's in every hospital pharmacy. It's being used around the world now that we've talked about it, and it's blown up around the world. And so there are doctors around the world treating their patients in India, Australia, around the world with inhaled budesonide because it's very targeted, very specific. France even studied budesonide eye drops against COVID and showed that it was effective. Why are they landing on that one medicine? This is why, Howard. It does two things. Number one, it stops the release of cytokines right at the source. Secondly, it downregulates ACE receptors. Children have less ACE receptors, and every year they have more and more ACE receptors till they're 23 to 24 years old, and then they have a maximum level of ACE receptors. Remember that ACE receptors are the doorway for the virus to get into the body. That's the secret why children have less trouble with COVID than adults, because they have less ACE receptors. So if you downregulate the ACE receptors with the inhaled budesonide, that's a good thing.
Well, all I know is I got COVID from my parents after I took care of them, and it felt like a gorilla sitting on my chest. And so we're not denying this stuff goes on. We know Fauci cooked it up in that lab. It's all come out. It's a bioweapon. And then they basically have to admit that now. The documents have come out. Shifting gears into that, what do you make of the actual documents that have now come out in the last month where they state that they combined four viruses together to be able to infect humans and added the HIV delivery system as well, and it describes COVID perfectly, and then Fauci orders Peter Daszak to approach the Pentagon and DARPA for $14 million to aerosolize it in micro glass pellets to go through the skin of bats, and the Pentagon said, no, that'll infect humans. I mean, that's not just creating gain of function. That's making the COVID-19-style coronavirus and then saying that they wanted to, and I know we're shifting gears here, deploy it into the open air, doctor.
That's insane. But there are people that are insane and that are evil. Evil really does exist. And so the bottom line, these are bioweapons. What they chose was a highly contagious virus that is normally very benign. Coronavirus normally causes the common cold, and they weaponized it. And that made it a weapon of mass destruction. The evidence is here now. This is a disease that you have to take seriously. Unfortunately, many people thought it would be just like the flu or something else that we've seen before. This is a disease that we've never had before. It's man-made. I want to say congratulations. I applaud Senator Rand Paul for his courage to out Fauci, to wave the documents showing evidence under Fauci's nose, putting him on his heels. Fauci was on his heels, red-faced, caught red-handed, stuttering, stammering, because he had been caught in front of the whole world on the Senate floor. Congratulations, Rand Paul, for your courage. You know, Senator Tom Cotton has been talking about this looking like a bioweapon for a year. You know, Alex, you and I are not in those meetings with the CIA and with the heads of national security giving us briefings like the senators get. they've been telling the world what's been going on for a long time, to their credit. And I'll tell you, Senator Ron Johnson has also made the point that there's early effective outpatient treatment, but Governor DeSantis has blown it out of the water. He has proven that early effective outpatient treatment is a winning strategy, whether you've been vaccinated or not. The monoclonal antibodies work.
Absolutely. You know, I think Howard Stern is taking money like so many other influencers. I don't know that. I'd like people to ask him that, to read these statements. And I think he really should think about what he's done. And I know, Doc, you want to focus on solutions. Let's talk about that. You've been promoting Regeneron for a long time, and now you helped bring it to Texas, and now you're working with the governor on that. And when I asked you a month ago about it, you said, well, I don't want to get into it. When I asked you if Biden was trying to suppress that, well, then it was confirmed 2 weeks ago that he has been trying to ration that. So I know Texas governor and others have gone to directly now get it. What do you make of that action by the president, the so-called president?
Inexcusable. And there's many other adjectives and words that could be used as well. But I'll tell you what, don't discriminate because against an American just because he lives in Texas or Florida. Don't discriminate because they've been vaccinated. There was also talk about not allowing the vaccinated to receive this potentially life-saving medicine. 70% decrease in death if you receive the monoclonal antibody infusion. Why would you withhold that from an American, whether he's vaccinated or not? Why would you withhold that from an American that lives in a certain state? So this is insanity. This is crazy. Thank God for DeSantis leading the way again of problem solving and making sure his people under his influence in Florida had a workaround and they got monoclonal antibodies from a different source. And congratulations to Governor Abbott for doing the same for Texas. We have what we need here in West Texas where I am. But that decreases the risk of hospitalization or death by 70%. Budesonide decreases the risk of hospitalization 90%. Howard Stern did us a favor when he mentioned budesonide. Howard Stern, who hides in a costume of a wig and glasses, did us a favor when he mentioned my name because people will do an online search and they'll come across some life-saving treatment.
No, you're right. I was meaning to make that point, but you made it better than I would. I mean, this is how no weapon formed against us shall prosper, how his attack is now being turned towards good. And in closing, I wanted to say this. To do 5 more minutes with us, I have to get back to work, but I'll take a 2-minute break. I want to ask you when we come back. Pfizer launches final study for COVID drug that's suspiciously similar to horse paste, and it turns out right here in the article, ladies and gentlemen, they go on to link and admit it's got basically some of the same ingredients of ivermectin. Wow. We're going to go to break, come back, and get Dr. Richard Bartlett's take on that. And then we've got a loaded group of guests joining us today, including Dr. Zelenko. I'll be with us for the last hour and a half of the show, and we've got so much more I'm going to hit. We also have a Texas judge, a George Soros-funded judge, literally beyond the kangaroo court, because at least, in Australia, they have a fake jury of kangaroos as the joke. She said, I don't get a jury trial on the Sandy Hook defamation case, because I would win that, because what they say I've done, I haven't done. First Amendment. So she says I'm defaulted and that she's going to decide. So no more jury trials in Democrat-controlled areas. Guess why I live in Austin? Oh, my family's been here since the 1820s. What am I supposed to do? But I got to get out soon. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.